Hey, what's up? It's Scott again with the Weed Deliver Podcast. Back with popular demand. By popular demand, I mean he asked if he could be on it again, and it was fine. So, our first reoccurring guest, other than my brother, it's only for episode 4 with favorites. It's our friend Brian Houston. Like I said last time, we've known Brian since high school. So that's been at least, I don't know, that's so many years, 15 years-ish, 15, 16 years, 15 years, yeah. But he's back again, and this time we talk about something that he knows more about, which is music. And this is another very fun episode with a very fun guy. I don't know what else to say other than listen to it. It's a no-brainer. Go for it. Click.
Place order now. Oh, fuck. Fuck! God damn it.
Oh, did you have to...
I didn't put my phone number in.
Oh, boy.
Well, I guess we can cut this part out.
No, we're not going to. I'm actually going to keep it. Prove me wrong.
This is, like, the worst part. Just kidding.
Place order. Placing order. Placing order online.
Dot, dot, dot.
And your daughter's deliver.
You're getting pizza.
Move out of the way. Pizza's... Okay, it's on the way.
I can't wait until we get sponsored so we don't have to pay for this.
We will. We'll pay for it no matter what. Okay, welcome to the We Deliver Podcast. Podcast that's 30 minutes or less or it's free.
What the fuck?
Welcome to the show. Each episode we order, me and some guests order some food. And while we wait for it to show up, we have a conversation about topics. With me today, I have Jason.
Hi.
And I have, once again... First special guest back, Brian.
Hooray, I was on episode 4.
That sounded angry. I was on 4.
Yeah, how many were you on, people, viewers at home?
Yeah.
Listeners.
Viewers.
Shut up, it's this viewers.
This is episode 9, and that means you didn't double, but I don't know what that means. Here, roll the die to figure out what the topic is.
Oh, there's a die now.
Yeah, I've classied it up.
12.
The topic for tonight
is 12.
Is music.
Oh, I love music.
That's good. The like first question is, do you like music?
No.
It's all right.
Just kidding. That'd be the worst, dumbest.
Only as a friend.
Yeah. If I have any friends that come on the podcast, do you like music? No. Why are we friends? Boom. First question. Favorite bands? As if that was a surprise question. What is wrong with you today?
I did not think that was going to be the first question.
You didn't think so?
No.
What do you think the first question was going to be?
Does a band consist of more than one person?
I suppose, what favorite band, comma, or parentheses, musical artist? How's that sound?
So, like, Nicki Minaj.
That's a music artist.
It is not my favorite. I saw the look on Brian's face like,
name
what?
Two songs.
That ass, oh. ass.
That's, you're making that up.
Nope, that's a real song.
Ass. Fuck you.
And then the music video is the word ass in different languages flashing on the screen with her twerking or whatever.
Oh,
I fucking hate that word.
She was doing it before Miley.
I bet a lot of people were.
Oh, yeah. Miley's definitely not the first to do that.
My favorite band is probably They Might Be Giants, Weaker Thans, and Stars.
No. Uh-oh.
I was trying to get out my phone and jump on my Last.fm account because it ranks... It records which songs you've listened to over devices and stuff, and I've had an account there since 2005. So, but I'm pretty confident. Actually, I'm extremely confident that my number one on there by a lot is the Flashbulb.
Flashbulb.
Who's a Chicago local musician, And then They Might Be Giants is number two, I think, on there. Although, I mean, these days, I listen more to Anamanaguchi and Frank music.
Okay, I don't know what Frank music is.
Okay.
Yeah, because I think...
Sorry.
I don't know, I'm trying to think of band...
Well, I know...
Frank music sounds like a store.
Anamanaguchi is, I think, the Scott Pilgrim soundtrack. They did
the Scott Pilgrim, the video game soundtrack, yes. Yes.
And then and Brian Lee O'Malley is always mentioning Anamanaguchi on Twitter.
Frank music is more popular in the UK. It's like UK pop.
What if he's falling over here?
That's just one guy.
Just the one guy, like...
His name's Plush Frank. Gun.
It's not Frank?
No.
Is it Frank Zappa's...
It's Vincent.
D'Onofrio?
No, the dog from Lost.
I was going to say, someone should make an album of a dog just playing piano.
They did. It was, yeah. The cat.
It's Keyboard Cat.
Placebo!
Placebo is not a dog?
Oh. No, he's just saying another band he likes.
A band that I've been really into lately.
Okay.
And I'm meaning to get into Eve 6 because I really like the song on your.
Oh yeah, exclusive. That's from their newest album too. Yeah.
They're very different from how they used to be.
After 9 years of no album.
Yeah,
that was a good.
Yeah, I was.
That was the first song I heard from that album, Victoria.
Yeah, that's a good song.
Because they were like, it came up a lot on Pandora because they promote their newest albums a lot, and I think that was their first single. But I will. Lean in a little more.
I think listening to music right now, I've been listening to a lot of Franz Ferdinand lately. I really like them a lot. Week of Ends, I like a lot. Metric, I like a lot. Jimmy Eat World, it's one of those bands I always want to go to see in concert, but I always feel weird because I'm sure that I will be a minority in the crowd, because it feels like a concert that a lot of girls ages 18 to 21 to be there.
I'm not that big into that band, except for the album that you gave me, Futures.
I like Futures a lot.
That's really, really good.
That's my, that one's like one of my favorite ones.
I also like Postal Service a lot, even though they only have one album.
Anything Ben Gibbard's involved in is pretty amazing.
Death Cab and any like duet songs he does. Or guest stars on songs.
Yeah.
It's good.
And I like They Might Be Giants as well. that's one of the
TNBG
big...
TNBG all around.
Yeah, that's one of the big things we have together as friends.
What's with the Bill Cosby impression?
I'm not trying to be Bill Cosby. I don't want to be... second question. Did you ever meet any of your favorite bands? Like, I guess I put favorite in there because did you ever meet any bands? Yeah, I don't care. Some local band. But like, did you ever meet any people from some of your favorite bands? Doesn't have to be like those ones we just mentioned, but.
I met half of They Might Be Giants.
Me too.
More than half.
More than half. Like, well, I saw John Linnell like walk by me, but he hates people. So he jumped on the bus right away.
So Flansy was doing signatures and...
Yeah. And then, like, back when they had the three Dans, I think I met
two of the three
Dans. And then recently, I mean, they have Marty Beller. I met him.
Yeah. I got a picture with them.
Weaker Thans, we met the entire band, which was awesome. Didn't meet Stars. And then we met... Metric.
Max. Yes. It's right here.
And people believe that Scott was married to lead singer who I can't remember.
Emily Haynes.
Yeah. I was going to say Emily Haynes, but I feel like an idiot if that was wrong.
I know. That's the problem I always have.
Is that her name? Emily Haynes? That sounds right.
I always have that issue where I'm afraid if I say a name and I'm like sort of close. But I just change a few few letters, and it's like, that's a porn star. Like, I'm always worried. It's like, oh, Emily Hands? No, that's the,
she's the one who,
oh, fuck.
Triple, oh.
let's, That's why I got really nervous. We were talking about Community once. I'm like, oh yeah, Brie Larson was on, and then like someone's like, who? I'm like, Brie Larson. I'm like, oh shit, is that a porn star?
Sounds like.
And I'm like, oh no, she's Scott Pilgrim. I'm like, who's the other person? Oh, I'm thinking, oh, Hope Larson. That's his wife's name. So I got really scared because there's two names in there that I was afraid they were porn stars, and they're just people from Scott Pilgrim's life.
I'm at that same They Might Be Giants man. I said a really stupid thing to him too, and I totally regret every. This was what 10 years ago.
And this was a while ago.
I was having him sign a CD, and I said something about how awesome they are, and then that I'd get a lot of money for it on eBay, which was about the rudest thing you could say to a musician.
Did you sell it on eBay?
Yes.
Yeah, I bought my own copy too.
That's funny.
I didn't get that much for it
because it wasn't even the full band. If it was the full band, you probably would have got more money.
It was
because John Linnell doesn't really do autographs.
It was that they got lost.
The work,
oh yeah,
EP. I think.
Oh, was it that one?
There's one that
either,
on it.
I was gonna say
Long Tall Weekend.
No, it was either Fuck it was you. Either they got lost or Working Undercover for the Man.
No, it was We Got Lost.
Okay. I knew it was one with all their, like, B-side songs on it.
Oh, and, let's see, I met Freeze Pop.
Oh, yeah.
Two of the three, because the third...
He wasn't even there.
Yeah, he, like, quit.
He quit?
No, for real, like, the founder...
Oh, really?
...of it, yeah. And, they hired another girl, Christmas Disco Sagan, I think is her name.
Oh, I saw her, like, listed on Freeze Pop stuff, and I'm like, who's this girl? I thought there was only one.
I saw her on Twitter, like, or Facebook or something like that, too. I didn't know who it was.
But yeah, Liz Enthusiasm was doing the merch table and got to talk to her for a little bit and picture taken, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah, pretty much the bands I met, Jason mentioned, The Weaker Thans, They Might Be Giants. Although I did see, this is before the times of, like, readily available cameras on our phones and stuff, so I wish I got a picture, but we went to the rave, I think. And then we couldn't bring cameras in, so I had to walk back to the car with my film camera. But I met Mindless Self Indulgence, and I got to get Lindsay and Kitty to sign my ticket stub, but Steve wasn't there. But then obviously the line was really long for the lead singer Jimmy Urine.
Did Jimmy Urine kiss you?
No, oh, you but Matt, our friend Matt, asked, like, we were in line to get his autograph and stuff. And then Matt, when he got up to him, Matt's like, can I touch your hair? And Jimmy's like, yeah. And Matt touched it, and he just, like, screamed. Like, Jimmy Urine's like, ah! Like a high-pitched, like, screeching squeal.
Oh, shoot, the camera.
That was pretty funny.
That was before, yeah.
Yeah.
If it was the world of cell phones, it would have had that on video or something.
Yeah. Because that was for You'll Rebuild to Anything when that came out. That was that tour. That was, what, 2005?
And he signed your phone battery.
Yeah, he signed my cell phone battery. My Nokia phone.
Yeah. The brick phone.
Yeah.
The one that's unstoppable. You can drop it down a flight of stairs and it still works.
And he also sent my UW Oshkosh college ID. Because my back was supposed to sign it, he signed it. So that's pretty funny. Were you ever in a band?
I was in Rock Band.
Nice.
Good answer. Good.
For Xbox.
Oh, well,
360.
I was in a 360 Rock Band and a PS3 Rock Band. Because remember when Brian got it?
We were the robots.
Oh, yeah.
Robots?
R-O-E.
It was robots because it's spelled robots. It's robots with an E in it.
I was a one-man band, sort of. I mean, really amateur electronic music. I made an album called Smoke and Mirrors under the alias DJ Aquabot. This is before I heard of the Aquabats.
Yeah.
And it was just a not good music, but I don't know, I had a couple good catchy stuff in there. Couple gems.
Try it again.
A lot of
now with coal. All your experience, you can try it again.
No.
Scott?
From Yeah, I was going to say, Matt, speaking of Matt and sort of Justin, Matt and I had a band we called Frumpy 4T, and it was one of those where I wrote I might mention this in the very first episode of We Deliver, like episode zero, but I would write songs, just basically the lyrics, and then Matt would write the music to it. But it's I don't know how to sing, and I especially didn't know how to sing in high school. So I would just be like, going to the supermarket, we went to the food. Like, I would like Kesha it up and just like sing talk. See,
now if you were in high school doing that, you would have auto tunes and it would sound like real music.
I know.
Going to the store.
Going to the store. I should, but I have had instances where I wanted to, because I had a Mac and I have a GarageBand and I wanted to write my own album.
You should do it.
I know, but
Scott does stuff. I'm scared. He makes music.
I know. I want to. I still have Matt's guitar, but it's probably way out of tune by now. But I was just gonna play guitar like through the mic port, and then just like play the keyboard the keyboard, but have it be drums and stuff, and then make my own songs.
Practice some chords long enough, and you might, you know, you try for a couple hours, and you can get the perfect like 4 seconds that you can loop over and over.
Exactly. That's pretty much what I was gonna do. But I don't know how to write music, or I don't know rhythm, so Matt was really excited because he wanted to hear how weird and different it'd be.
For someone who doesn't know
rhythm. Yeah, because I don't know how music works. I'm like 3/4 time? I don't know.
3/4 time?
Crap. Oh, yeah, you probably turned the light on.
Yeah.
Do we have to end now?
No. I just we should turn the light on outside so the guy knows where to go.
There's like a typical, like most bands do the instrument, like they layer the instruments in a certain order, starting with the rhythm, the drums.
Yeah, they do each instrument individually.
And then end with the lyric, you know.
Vocals
and backing vocals.
Okay, this is how stupid I am. I learned this recently with music. You know when a band goes 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, I used to think that was just they knew when to start the song.
No, it's the rhythm.
Yeah, so it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, and like that's that you just keep repeating it to yourself so you remember the rhythm. Did you know that?
No, I thought it was what you said, that they just so they know to all start at the same place and at what tempo.
Yeah. So it's like so that's the they know it's like, you're like 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4.
So when they do like a waltz and here is a song. He starts it with
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
We just watched that like that DVD.
There's a lot more stuff on it than I remembered.
Really?
Yeah, there's like a whole documentary about why he quit and like all this stuff. I don't remember that.
I have to watch that.
Oh, we're talking about Atom and his package you have no idea what we're talking about.
It's A-T-O-M.
Atom and his package. It's basically what Scott's talking about, where it's one guy, and he...
plays guitar.
He plays all of his instruments on a computer or something. He has a synthesizer that like loops the stuff, and he plays all the instruments and sings it. And we have a DVD of his last concert that he did on stage somewhere.
I really like listening to him, but when you, it's always that, I always have that awkward thing where when I introduce music to someone, I get really awkward and worried that it doesn't sound good to them, because he's not a great singer.
No.
And
it's just fascinating or something. I don't know what his appeal is, but.
I know, it's especially like, his voice is like not great either.
That whole album, though, just kind of really shows his personality a lot more. And it's a very personal album. He talks
in between each song,
Hikey! Yeah, he'll just say weird stuff.
Thank you!
Normally I'd be doing cartwheels and...
You like my socks? I like them too!
Nice
pants? Oh, burn pants!
Thank you for the surprise.
And I don't know why he gets his wife's last name confused.
When
it's his own.
Did it.
Because he forgot they got married. He always called her by her last name.
Shuma? And
then they got married.
That's right, Shuma. I don't know what this means. Best name of fake band?
Oh, like when we play Rock Band, you come up with a name. And then you, like, oh, this is... If I had a band, it would be called, and it would be an awesome name.
Oh, I had a good one the other day. Why didn't I write it down?
I remember when in high school, a girl mentioned Electric Wheelchair. And she's like, that'd be an awesome band name. Like, that would be a cool band name. electric wheelchair.
It's a real thing, though.
I know. I know it's a real thing.
Oh.
But, okay, so last night at work, there was, like, a couple news stories, and they said two of the name, like the Slugs back-to-back, and I was like, that'd be a funny band name, but it would be horrible. Like, the two stories were Amanda Knox and the Pallbearers. And I'm like, to me, it sounded like a band name. Yeah. But I'm like, that's horrible.
Who's Amanda Knox?
She's, she killed her roommate when she was, in Italy or something
oh,
like that.
Jesus. Oh, that story.
Yeah, she was on trial for the third time. They, like, brought it back again.
Hasn't it, like, been going on for, like, 10 years now?
Yeah.
Okay.
But then another story, like, because that was one story was Amanda Knox, and then the Pallbearers was about these, with the high schoolers? I think they're high school football players. They went to New York to be pallbearers for that little kid that died.
In New York?
Yeah.
The kid died in New York?
Because he like tried to save his grandpa or something.
Oh.
And they went and they did that. So those were the two stories. But it's just funny because when they said Amanda Knox and the Pallbearers, I'm like, that's my band name. I was like, oh, that'd be a horrible band name.
Although my single, when I play Rock Band on video games... My loner band name is Angry Doorknobs.
Angry Doorknobs is pretty good.
I like it.
I'm kind of mad because my fake band name I had for the longest time doesn't really work anymore because it's too similar to a band that's already out right now. And it was One Way, which is kind of like One Direction.
Oh, yeah.
But
that's Smash Mouth.
Spanish Mouth.
No, because I was like, oh, it's a clever, like, One Way. I don't know. I was like thinking that, like, if you had a band name that you saw everywhere, you would think of it.
Oh, yeah, like Stop Sign.
Yeah.
Or
like,
Yield.
Whenever you see a stop, like, every time you saw a One Way sign, you'd think of the band. You know what I mean? Like, that kind of thing.
Yeah, actually, Yield would be a pretty cool name.
Yeah.
Or
I probably would have to change it to Yield because One Direction and One Way is very similar.
Matt always thought...
One Way is the American version of One Direction.
Matt was talking about in high school, it'd be cool if you had a band name called Et Al. Because when you're listening to a whole bunch of people, your name is...
Oh, know. And TBA.
TBA.
Yeah, to be announced.
Oh, so you...
Because, like, whenever you go to a concert, yeah. You're like, oh, they're playing here! And then, like, you'd show up to just random events.
Oh, that's
and people are like...
Awesome.
You're not here? This says we are. just like it'd be a great band name to crash events and just play at random events.
Yeah, especially if you had like a banner with you or something.
Yeah,
some sort of like
you just show up with instruments and everyone's like, you're not supposed
box.
To be here.
And a box, like, of t-shirts.
Yeah. We got merch. TBA.
Well, I thought I had a brilliant band name at one time, and then I googled it, and lots of other people had already thought of it. It was Algorithm. But rhythm spelled like drum
oh yeah
beats.
Music
and Al Gore like the
Al Gore rhythm
like the word algorithm but
oh yeah
it's rhythm because it's music but apparently it's not the
a
word
lot of people thought of that yeah. I guess so.
I just realized Angry,
that's still clever though.
I just realized Angry Doorknobs sounds like an explanation for spousal abuse though because they're like, oh no, she just hit her head on the door. It's like angry, like you're angry to beat her.
All right, here's an idea. Adam and his package cover band called the Dalai Lamas. Spelled Salvador Dali and the animal. How clever.
That's a real band.
You're just referencing a song.
Callback.
Callback.
Okay. If you could learn any instrument, like... I don't know if you know any instruments or not, but if you could just learn, like, one instrument, like, one, in one day, just, like, suddenly you just know how to play one instrument, what would it be?
Accordion.
Really?
Accordion.
For real?
Yeah. That'd be cool. Damn, it's a very complex instrument. It'd be very difficult to learn. That's
true.
Why if all of a sudden I knew how to play it, it'd be awesome. There's not enough rock bands with accordions in them. It sounds cool. Like, they might be giants. It sounds cool when they have an accordion.
Well, maybe not in America,
Yeah.
Go to Mexico and you got accordion central with polka music.
Yeah, but I mean not polka music though, like rock music. Kind of like what they're doing now with, like, banjos.
You mean ukuleles?
Yeah, maybe. Or the banjos. But I'm just talking about, like,
Oh, like, Sanford and Son?
Yeah, Mumford and Sons. No, but, like, Mumford and Sons.
Did I ever tell you what?
Mumford and Sons, they, like, you know, they got the banjo. They put a banjo in there, right?
I don't know. I don't know anything
about some fiddle or something. But it's, like, stuff that doesn't go with rock music that much, but it works.
Did I ever tell you what the guy, when John and I went to the Packer game, and there was a guy playing a saxophone?
Oh, yeah, he was playing the Mumford and Sons. He was playing the Sanford and Sons theme.
Like, like, hey, how's it going? Like, he would just play that. Like, just getting trying to get tips and stuff like that, I think. But then we went to the game, and then later we came out and we started walking back to our car, and he was on a different street with a different instrument, like a trumpet. Playing. All he did was know that one song.
And it was probably only the beginning and not the whole thing.
I think I would learn piano, but, like, specifically classical piano. And I don't know. I think, like, new classical music sounds really neat.
Yeah.
And can be combined, like, in a band.
Like
guitars and...
Oh, let's say, like, Dresden Dolls.
And, like, drum machines and stuff. Like, Dresden Dolls.
Dresden Dolls?
I'm not that familiar with them.
What's her name? Amanda? Is it Amanda Palmer? Or is it a porn star?
No, it's Amy Palmer?
No. I want to say it's Amanda. I could be wrong.
I keep thinking, like, it's Palmer, something Palmer, but I keep thinking of Twin Peaks.
Yeah, she always references that sometimes, like, on Twitter and stuff.
It's the same last name. Who killed...
Sarah Palmer is from the show?
I never watched
What Twin show?
Twin Peaks.
Oh.
But anyways, she plays piano, and then the other guy, I don't know his name, but he plays drums. So they just have drums and piano. I didn't even notice.
That's the only two instruments. And vocals, yeah.
Yeah, she sings and plays,
like,
piano.
There's, like, no guitars or anything. It's just piano and drums.
It's amazing. It's so cool.
Have to check it out.
Dresden Dolls!
It's a good name for a band.
Is that all you got?
Oh. No, I was thinking.
Oh. Dead Air is not good.
That band already exists, Brian.
He was talking, yeah. Dresden Ceramic Dolls. Nesting Dolls. piano. I was thinking, like, I probably wanted to play piano as well, because it's very, either piano or drums, because you could play almost anything with a piano. So if I just knew how to play it, I'm like,
That's true, because then you could just get a keyboard and synthesize any other instrument if you know how to play a keyboard.
Yeah.
If you learn chords on a keyboard, then you set it to guitar sounds, and boom, now you play guitar.
Well, like I was saying, drums would be really cool to learn, because it's just, but the thing is, if you start playing a drum beat, people are like, I don't know what song this is.
Yeah.
I don't know what, but at least played the song on piano, like, just play the guitar parts on piano, people will say, I know that song, and it'd be cool just to... You couldn't carry around a guitar, you know, like, you walk around a guitar, like, I'm just playing a song because I feel like it. You can't do that at the piano, though.
Didn't you? Oh, this is, yeah. I'm The Bachelor.
Guitar!
This girl was had a bicycle. She was riding a bicycle, and in the front of it was a piano. So it was like she was riding, it was a mobile piano. Like, so I don't know how it worked, but the piano was attached to the bike. So she's riding the bike playing piano. And I thought it was one of the coolest things. And people are like, oh, yeah, they do that all the time. I'm like, who does this all the time?
Nobody does this.
I've never seen this before in my life. It is really cool, though. I'm like, that would be awesome. And then she got stuck on a crack, so then it was really awkward. It's like, I'm sure it's really hard to move a whole piano on a bike.
And to save your face, you
I work at ABC, so I had to watch Bachelor.
Yeah.
It's not like I watch it at home. If I miss an episode, thank God. But
good disclaimer.
I work every Monday when it's on.
There we go.
Get Juan Pablo.
Juan Pablo?
Yeah, he's the bachelor this season. Oh, his name is Juan Pablo. He used to be a famous soccer star.
I thought you were trying to like, that Juan Pablo, like that it's one, Juan. That one. What did happened?
His name's Juan.
Yeah,
Pablo.
I heard it as one. That one Pablo. That one time.
Are you sure it wasn't Juan Carlos? That was a joke for my wife.
Carlos Mencia.
Inside joke.
Carlos Mencia.
Never mind. It's long. Sorry.
I'll make sure she listens to the episode.
You will?
I don't know.
Oh, good. Then I'm off the hook.
We didn't talk about her. What question is next? Okay, of all the concerts you've been to...
What was the worst?
No, what was your favorite?
Oh, I was going to say the worst one was Brian White. He's a country singer, and at the time I liked him a lot. But you could tell it was the end of his tour, and he lost his voice. So every song sounded horrible, because it was like him trying to sing it, but it wasn't coming through cleanly because he had sore vocal cords or something. So that was probably the worst concert. It was like, I like these songs, but his voice is broken.
So you're going with the worst concert.
We can do both.
No, but the best concert...
Oh, now he's just doing both questions.
Skip me for now.
My best was a weird one. I was really into a band called Afro-Celt Sound System. I don't know if they're still around. They were under Peter Gabriel's label, and they're like just a bunch of people from around the world, like just strange places, like somewhere in Africa, and then someone was from, I don't know, Finland and Australia, and they got together and they made this world music. It was just like a mashup of all music, a lot of it being African and Celtic, I guess, in origin. But to combine those, I don't know, they made a really weird kind of fusion band, and they played at Irish Fest in, I don't know, somewhere south of here. And
Ireland.
It was, no, in Wisconsin.
Oh, okay.
And they... There's just
wait,
like,
is this best or worst?
Best.
Okay.
It was like open air. It was just kind of outdoor, not, you know, maybe 50 people watching. And they just had like crazy amounts of energy in there. Just looked like they were having genuine fun just hanging out there and playing and playing really energetically. I don't know. Something about that concert really made me happy.
I'm gonna go with worst right now, and then I'll go to best later.
See, I started the worst.
Yeah, you did. But I was trying to think of one of the worst ones. But in the Green Bay area, we had in De Pere, there's a thing called Celebrate De Pere, where they always obviously bring like the people that don't really make music anymore. They were one hit wonders from years ago.
The 80s bands that people have heard of, but not from...
Yeah. Like Blue Oyster Cult?
Yes.
Or Joan Jett.
Joan Jett? What?
She played at a Celebration...
Did she?
Like a decade ago.
I was going to say, I remember Jesse's girl, what was his name? Springfield?
Rick Springfield. Springfield. Yeah, I've had him a couple times.
But, Blue Oyster Cult.
Oh, was that the one you were thinking of?
Yeah, because I went with a friend that I hadn't seen in a long time, but I had tickets. So I was like, I'm going to go there with my friend. And she was getting tired. And, like, she ended up, like, just sitting down on the ground. I'm like, I guess I can't just, like, wander away from her. So I'm like, so I sat on the ground. Thus, I couldn't see the concert at all.
And also, is your experience, not the concert itself.
No, but I was her ride. And she was, like, got tired and left before the show was over.
So you never got to hear the one song.
I heard Godzilla. But I left before I even heard Don't Fear the Reaper. And I'm like, this is a fucking waste of time.
So that was your experience, not the concert itself.
Okay, fine. Do you think they have one person playing cowbell? You'll never know.
I couldn't tell because I couldn't see the stage. Well, I couldn't say, like, I can't think of the worst. Most of the times that I went to concerts.
Well, that's why the question wasn't worst.
It was okay, fine. Maybe one of the best experiences I had in concert, but one of the worst experiences at the same time because we saw Muse. But there's a lot of technical stuff to go into their show. So we saw Temper Trap was before them. But it took about an hour and a half from Temper Trap to Muse, and we just sat there the whole time just waiting for them to come on. But they're setting up and everything, and we waited so much longer than we had to for the show.
Is that your best concert?
No. It was great. I was riding a high after that, but I think my best concert was Weaker Than's, because it was one of our favorite bands, and it was in a bar in Madison. And it wasn't a very large bar. It was one of those that you paid cover charge.
We were right at this
and we stage. Yeah, we pretty much we were right against the stage, and it was every song I knew, and at one point he was playing one of the solo songs. I didn't have a Zippo, but I had a Zippo app on my phone, so I opened it up, and I was like waving my iPhone in the air, and the Zippo was like flame was going back and forth. And remember at one point he's like looking at it like, okay, as he's like playing the song. And then you made a T-shirt, a custom T-shirt, because it's one of the songs that says I'm in love with love and lousy poetry.
Yeah,
so you put in heart, like the I heart New York, in love with, and like I heart W/heart lousy poetry,
and lousy, or ampersand lousy poetry.
And I remember at one point, while he's singing the songs, he's like, he was
reading like my looking shirt, at your shirt.
Trying to figure out. Like, that was such a fucking. And then we saw the drummer outside, and like, oh, can you sign this? Like, yeah, sure. I don't have a pen. And then he had a cigarette in his mouth. Like, do you want me to sign with a cigarette? And you're like, yeah, do it. He's like, okay. And he pulls the cigarette out, and he's like, about to rub the ash on it. He's like, no, I'm sure we have markers inside. So we went back inside and then got all the autographs.
See, that was definitely up there. Like, I can't tell if that was my favorite concert or not. I saw, I don't know how many times I've seen They Might Be Giants in concert. So some of the concerts, like, merge together because they sing everything.
Yeah.
But I feel like the one I went to see in Chicago was really awesome because of the stage show. They had, like, I think this is the one. They had, like, a projector in the back, and they had videos playing the whole time, which was kind of cool. That had very little to do with the song, but it was, like, a screensaver video, so it was, like, different shots of things falling in water or, like, stuff like that. And I was like, that's pretty cool. And then there was another They Might Be Giants concert where up in the balcony they had an entire brass section. So, like, during, like, one part of the concert, they played all the songs that had a lot of brass, and they were singing the songs, and then up in the balcony, they were playing the songs, and I was like, oh, it was so awesome. Like, yeah, a lot of the stuff, I think it was from Apollo.
John Henry was the one where they really started using a whole band.
Yeah.
They had a lot of horns.
That's why they called John Henry, because he used to use a lot of drum machine. Yeah, they use a drum machine for drums and everything, but then they got a full band, so they call it John Henry
because it was the man versus machine. Yep.
All right.
That's such an awesome little fact. For anyone who knows the name of the Giants or history.
So those two, I don't know, they could have been the same concert for all I know.
Have you been in any of the kids' albums
tours? I did. Weren't you with me?
Oh, probably.
That was the No Tour.
Yeah, I went to, I think, all three albums. Are there three kids' albums? Here come the ABCs.
There's ABCs, 1, 2, 3s, and Science, and No.
Oh, it's Science. Science.
I don't think.
Is it ABCs and 1, 2, 3s is one album?
No, they're two separate. There's ABC album, there's a 1, 2, 3 album, there's a Science album, and their first one was No.
Jesus, they have four kids' albums.
Yep.
That's as many albums as Eve 6.
Well, No did so well. It, like,
I know.
Broke a lot of records for kids' albums. I think it was the highest selling kids' album of all time.
They have a discography of like 20 some albums.
Yeah.
It's been around since
80.
Early 80s.
I want to say 80. Because when it was around 2000 when they had the 20 year anniversary.
Flood was 1990. That was their third album.
It was 88. Because they just had the 25. I don't remember. Because when they had the documentary, Gigantic, that was for the 20 year anniversary. And I want to say that was around 2000. Because
83 is when they came out.
Was it?
85, I think, was their first album. But they're a band since 83.
Mm.
Like, their quote-unquote Pink album, their first album, I think, was in 85. But they were making music since 83, and they had, like, a, you know, like, when bands first come out, you know, they'd do the small printing of CDs and records or whatever.
I haven't thought about that album in a long time.
What's that?
Pink album. I remember the cover really well.
Yeah. I remember the second album, Lincoln. Yeah. Oh my god, that CD's amazing.
I think I sold you my copy of Lincoln.
You did, because you had Then.
Yep.
And Then was the first two, plus Miscellaneous Tea, which is all their B-sides.
Right.
Into one album. So you're like, I have Then, so I don't need these. And then I bought the Pink album and Lincoln from you.
Oh.
That I got sense. It.
And then eventually I bought Miscellaneous Tea, but then I did get Then eventually too, because I wanted all the albums.
Well, we really like They May Be Giants.
We do.
We really do like They May Be Giants.
I'll have to show you some of the They May Be Giants stuff I have in my room that I'm trying to figure out what to do with. Like, because they did a reprint of all their original posters when they went on tour and stuff. I have a bunch of that stuff.
All right. Any concert you could go to? That was a sound sentence. Any concert you could go to?
If I could go back in time a little bit?
Yeah, was there any concert that you didn't go to that you wish you could have?
Yes.
And I'm like, let's say realistically, and then if we have time for that, we'll say...
No, mine's realistically.
Like, I know, like, we'll do realistically, and then we'll do historically.
Because I'm also a big Bare Naked Ladies fan, and they played in Milwaukee one year when I was working... Was it Summerfest?
Yep.
I remember I was working at Old Navy because one of my coworkers got to go, and I really wanted to go because it was like the first time they played in Wisconsin in a long time,
mm-hmm.
I think, or around that time or something.
Oh! All right, well, that's it. Let's thank Jason and Brian for being here.
Thank you.
Jason's going to go pay for the food. And, yeah, you just got to sign it. And then, that's it. Listen to some music and some podcasts.
I love you.
Dig in.